Blog Talk Radio.
Greeting. When I have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord's, and His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presents the world today. My friends, my brother and my sister, my neighbors, Jesus' disciple asked your master, when is the end time? He said unto them, no man knows the end time but my Father, which is in heaven. Even the angel that bowed down before him daily, 24/7, they do not know the end time. But when you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in diverse places, pestilence, famine, there are walls. Mr. Vladimir Putin have a plan to obliterate America off the map. I will love it. Today, America, what we have is disaster, this nuclear holocaust, disaster plan in place. So the rich and the high and the mighty will survive. And if you are not in that class, you will not survive. So if you're not in that class, my prayer to you today is get right with God and do it now. Kneel down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood, and you can be saved in the arm of Jesus. Today, Mr. Bush, another Bush, wants to be ripped off the taxpayers' money. Another Bush wants to go in the White House. My friends, the Bush dynasty, and to perpetuate until the world come to an end. My friend, look today. China has spun the world over. Today, my friends, tomorrow will be too late for your cry. I warn you not to be like the five foolish that did not have oil in their lamps, and the cry were made, go out to meet him. And they trimmed their lamps because they thought they were ready. They trimmed their lamps and went out, and only to find out there was no oil in their lamps. Let me vary from my regular subject today. The wise men, beloved, but both of those were class. But they all slumber and slept. The world today is in a sleeping age. The world today, they are married and given married and even Japan now today is fighting to keep the homosexual. They are now, they want to get married. Woman and woman, man and man. Our Lord today, they were married and they were given married. Our beloved. But when the cry was made at midnight, to behold the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. And all of those virgins, they were wise virgins and they were foolish virgins. All of those virgins rose up and trimmed their lamps and ran out to meet the bridegroom. Our beloved, it was only five of them already. They had carried enough oil in their lamp, in their vessel. All in their vessel. So when they trimmed their lamp, they receive their lamp was lit. They went on to the bridegroom, to the supper of the Lamb. And the five foolish virgins trimmed their lamp also, because they thought they were ready also, only to find out that there was no oil in their vessel. Only to find out that they were short. They fall short of their preparation, their readiness. And they went to the wise. They give us of your oil. Give us some oil. Our lamp ran out. The wise said, we do not have enough for ourselves. Go right at those that sell and buy for yourself. Our beloved, this is the time that you buy oil for your vessels. And they all went. They bought some oil. They trimmed their lamp. And they went. The door was closed. And they knocked on the door. And they heard the voice said, I know you not, you workers of iniquity. Our beloved, after you had spent all your time, after you had wasted all your time proclaiming this salvation, after you had wasted all your time proclaiming, patting yourself on the shoulder, I'm clean, I'm good, I'm righteous, to find out What an awful state. What awful state. What awful mental state you were in. That as you went to the door and knocked on the door, the voice came, I know you not. Ah, beloved. What awful. You have preached. You have testified. You have given to the poor. You have fed the preacher. Oh, you too lay hand on the sick. And you too have the Holy Ghost on fire. But when the reckoning day comes, oh, you fall short of your preparation to meet the Lord. Beloved, today, it is quite crucial today that you look in the glass, ask yourself, are you ready to meet the Lord? Today, it could be your day that the Grand Reaper will knock on your door. Are you ready? Beloved, today is the time to make preparation, not tomorrow. Say, don't let us say it is too late. The wise went on in because they had all in their lamp and their vessels. And when they trimmed their vessels, their lamp was lit and went in. But the foolish virgin, they slept and slumbered and did not make the preparation to meet the Lord. You and I today, beloved, have this golden opportunity that we make preparation to meet the Lord. Our beloved, as the commentator said, that an adversary have planned to obliterate, to eliminate us of the face of the earth. But friend, and we have this country, this nation, the high and the mighty, the rich and the powerful, have secured a doomsday place. Go before the nuclear holocaust. But friends, let me tell you, my God said this world, he told Noah, said, I'll put a rainbow in the sky to remind myself that this world will not destroy by water anymore, but by fire. My friend, the commentator said they have already set off a nuclear explosion on the moon, looking for source of life. My friend, this is a dangerous time on this earth. And if you think you are ready, it's time to be very sure that you will make your calling on the lecture show. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. Your birds are still falling. Fish are floating. This is a call to repentance. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, your walls on every continent, your walls on the bedroom, the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, and even the washroom. But whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the blind, let the deaf, let the dumb. Let the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Won't you call today? I am in a part of the unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am His disciple. I won't look back. I won't look let up. Slow down. Back away or be still. My past has been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. I need not prosperity, popularity, promotion, or to be heard. I don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be seen on the hill. I recognize my prayer. I recognize praise or reward. I will walk by faith. I now walk by faith, run by faith, run my race and labor by the power of the Almighty. My gander is set, my face is set, my gander is fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, my way is rough, my companion are few, my goal are reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy, ponder at the pool of popularity, or mandating the maze of my leader. I won't give up. I will shut up until I've sold up, stayed up, paid up. Preach up for the cause of Jesus. I am His disciple, and when He come for me, I shall know Him by the print of His nail in His hand. He shall know me by His blood applied to my heart. I tell you, beloved, this time is high time that you seek the Lord. It's high time. This is Dr. Cox Master Time, present the world today. Our reading today will be taken from the book of the Apostle, the 24th, from the 17th to the 27th. Read as such. Now, after many days, I come to bring alarm to my nation, an offering whereupon Satan Jew from Asia found me purifying a temple, neither with multitude nor with turmoil, who ought to have been here before thee, and an object if they have aught against me. Or else let these same say here say, if they have found any evil doing in me while I stood before the council. Except it be for this one voice that I cry, standing among them, touching the resurrection of the dead, I am called in question by you this day. And when Felix heard these things, having more perfect knowledge of that way, he deferred them and said, when Lystra's the brief captain shall come down, I will know the uttermost of your matter. And he commanded the centurion to keep Paul, and to let him have liberty, and that he should forbid none of his acquaintance to minister or come unto him. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith of Christ. And as the reason of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way this time, when I have a governor's season, I will call for thee. He hoped also that money shall have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the oftener and communed with him. But after 2 years, because Felix came into Fetus, come to Felix's room, and Felix willingly to show the Jew a pleasant, let Paul bound, left him bound. My friends, today, here goes a man who once persecuted the Church of God and wasted it. Now he is brought before the council. He is fighting to save his life. My friends, are you willing to suffer for the gospel's sake? My friend, there are many today who are crying holy. There are many today who are crying righteousness, and they are not willing to suffer the reproach. Today we are entering in the holy season of the year, where the hangman, Lord, long thieves, two thieves, for your sin and for my sin. You hang them high and you stretch them wide. He didn't say the word. He didn't say the word. They nailed him to the tree. He didn't say the word. They spit upon him. He didn't say the word. They give him gall to drink. He didn't say the word. And finally, he gave up his life. No one took it from him. He gave up his life for the sin of this world. My friends, though the turmoil of this world, that fire is falling, the turmoil of this world, that humanity have lost is holy state. God, his infinite mercy, seen just to redeem Adam lost race. I will love it. You too. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time. Coming to you, beloved. You may write, you may call 305-836-9545, or you may write me up 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida. Or you may write 305. You may write 953. The telephone is 305-836-9545. And the address is 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 32147. Oh, if you're in the Miami area, the Tabernacle is 1351 Northwest 67th Street, where Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the overseer and pastor. I want to let you know before I leave, there's two trains that's riding. One is bound for glory. Oh, where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold and silver water running down the throne of God. When the angels bow down and the other one saying, holy my Lord, and the other one bound for hell where the devil's laugh, say, ha, 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 you had paid your fare, and our land you saved in the lake of fire, where the worm died not, and the fire not quenched. Ah, beloved, I know you love. I know you love to go where the worm die not, but for love and the fire not quench. But you can also go where the gates of pearl and the streets of gold, and they say the silver water running down the throne of God. They're saying holy, holy, and the tree of life. The Lord welcoming you. Ah, beloved, what a day.